Good morning. We are here on a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, even though technically spring has sprung, we've got some winter weather in the region this morning, especially in the northerly locations, winter weather advisories, freezing rain advisories for our friends in Vermont who are going to get that later this afternoon, and possibility for some pockets of freezing rain and sleet this morning in the Mohawk Valley, Saratoga region, east central New York, southern Vermont, and the northern Berkshire. So watch it out there.
That's right, David. You know, we're very concerned about everybody within our pretty substantial listening area. It isn't as if we have a huge area with millions of people. We have a substantial number of people who really love the radio station. Point being that we love them, too. And we want to be sure to watch out for all our very good friends in Vermont, in the North Country, for example, even in the Berkshires and down in the Hudson Valley. It's a pretty big area, and that's why the weather forecast goes on for so long.
From the weather to the temperature of the world after the terrorist attacks in Brussels, Alan, we see now a headline, brothers among three Brussels suicide attackers, another assailant is sought, and this headline, terrorists in Europe cross borders, but intelligence doesn't.
Well, yeah, there seems to be a huge dissonance between the governments of the European nations, who are, of course, watching out, as they should, for their own citizens, but in some cases not sharing data and not sharing information that they have accrued with each other. And that is something that if one listens to the BBC very early in the morning, as I do, you know, you get the idea that they're admitting to it. They know that while they have it, they could be doing more. And of course, when you don't do more, you get the kinds of results you see here. For example, in Belgium, they knew it was coming, no question about it. And yet, not every single intelligence ability from all of the various places in Europe were being shared with each other, and that is bad news.
To the presidential contest on the Republican side, two headlines. Jeb Bush endorses Ted Cruz in the Republican primary, and John Kasich rejects a GOP call to quit to block Donald Trump.
You know, David, I have now found this right-wing radio station. I come in the morning. It's a trucker station. And the guy who is the main anchor says in the morning, you know, that the Democrats, the liberals, are scared of Trump. Now, I love that. You know, I think it's fairly true that the people on the middle to the left are worried about Trump. But it would appear to me, as you just indicated, that the people who are really scared of him are the guys in the Republican Party, because it looks like this could be the end of the Republican Party as we know it. And for all those people who are just suspicious of government and think that they've been feathering their own nest for all of these years, the appeal of Trump seems to attract people in both parties, both the Democrats and the Republicans. In the Democratic case, it is the people who, white males mainly, who are in some real rebellion against the status quo. And that is something we better know. But for the Republican shock jocks to be saying that it's the liberals who are concerned about Trump is hardly even half the picture.
Here's a headline, scientists warn of perilous climate shift within decades, not centuries.
Well, yeah, we've been saying it for a long time. We have been watching the rate of the melting of the ice caps, for example. We know that we're talking about a really fast turnaround. This is like the thing I always talk about, the sink. You know, you pull out the plug and all you see is a little tiny swirl at the top. And then as it goes faster and faster, you end up going, whoosh! Well, I think that's what's happening here. And as I've said so many and too many times, we have put our heads in the ground like the ostriches, and we are just not looking at this. Now, what about our children, our grandchildren, their children? You know, is there no obligation, or what is it about the deniers and those people who refuse to get off their yes, yes, yes and move fast enough to stop this stuff? You know, we worry about terrible, terrible things like heroin and other things. There's no question we are beset with social ills. But this is where we are all living or going to live. I keep thinking about, you know, the anthills outside the house. They build these giant mounds, and then somebody comes along and or something comes along and steps on them and blows them away. Here we are. We're ants